Amar Rava. Schultz, you've Amar Rava. Ichnis shora lechotzer balabayis shalei brishus. Rava says a person is machnis his shor to the chotzer balabayis without permission. So you, everyone know where we are? Mem chesem and aleph. Amar Rava by the gimel of the Rambam. Ichnis shora. The chafer ba'boyres shichnu ma'oris, and the shor dog abort. Bal ha'shor chayev b'nizkei chotzer. So now this boar, these caves, these ditches cause damage to the field. So the bal ha'shor is responsible because he was nichnas shalei b'rishus. What happens if they're not taken care of? And ultimately, what do you have here? In addition to the damage to the property in totality, you now have actually a sakone that now this could damage other people. They could fall into a pit, which is what? One of the Dalin Avos Mezikin, bor. Ubala chotzer chayiv beniske bor. Afal gav, what's the chiddush of Rava? Afal gav to Omer Mar, that Mar has a limud. Kiyichre ish bor, then the Pasuk teaches us bor, it says that an ish has to be create a bor, velo shor bor, and I'm not obligated for bors that are created by shores. Hocha, this is not considered a shor bor. Why? Kevin de isle laayich, limluye, velo kamalya, keman de karyadom. Since he had the capability to fill up, and he didn't, so therefore it's as if the Baal HaChatzer dug the hole passively. I mean, he didn't actually do it, but we view it halachically as if he dug the hole since he didn't fix it, and therefore he's chayef. Yeah.
Is there a specific time frame that in which the Baal
HaChatzer? Oh, excellent, excellent. Maybe not time frame, but maybe something else, some other frame. Everybody said, yeah, Ezra.
Getting damage in this
board
that's in his property.
Oh, excellent, excellent. You guys are all asking excellent questions. So this Gemara needs a lot of explanations, what's going on. And Rabbi Sai, nebuch to the guys who aren't here, because this is Pasha, the setup for this week's shiur on board. Like, we really need these klalim, because we're going to be swimming in boars, just like there's a shore on Amud Beis that's going to be swimming in a boar and killing a father and a son that's inside of it. We're going to be swimming in boars, hopefully not killing a father and a son once we're inside those boars, but we're going to be swimming in boars. So let's see what's going on in this Gemara. So, number one, what Moshe brought up, what is the time frame, what are the specifics, when does it transfer, how long do we have, what's going on with that? And Ezra's question also, this is a boar that's in my property. And Ezra, if I would want to put what you're saying in Lamdisha terms, I would say, Shorcha Birshuscha my boy. Or if someone gets damaged, or your shore gets damaged in my boar that you want to slap it, I can build a pool on my property. I'm going to chayav for a boar, and if I build a ditch in that property. So what's going on over here? There's something missing about the credentials over here. So Zokt Rashi. Ubala chotzer chayev v'nizkei abor. You were listening, Ezra? Im hifkir reshuso. Oh, Rashi says there's something else going on in this entire Gemara. We're not talking about that it stays my backyard and I'm building a pool. We're talking about that there's a caveat, there's something important that makes me chayev as an abor, that what? I was mafkir my reshus. Now I was mafkir my reshus. And ultimately, through being mafkir, what? I now created a bor birishus harabim, because hefker means it's ownerless, right? Now anyone could take it. So now you just effectively created a bor. So fascinating. Rashi holds, everybody should remember this. Rashi holds that through the act of hefker, you could be chayef for a bor. That might not be accepted according to all Rishonim.
Let me say in Gemara you can't do that.
What?
Let me say in Gemara you can't just hefker, take your bor.
That's the only thing about board that makes it special. Obviously, in Gemara, you can't.
Oh, so that, again, the Gemara, excellent question, Kelly. The Gemara says that a person who builds and digs a bore in Rishus HaRabim, Amar Rabbi Yishmael Shnei Dvarim, Asan HaKasim Bershusa Shal Adam, Aval Bishra Shalo, Asan HaKasim Bershusa Shal Adam. What are the two examples? Chometz BePesach and Bor Bershusa HaRabim. So what that means, all that Gemara is saying is that technically, when I go to Amsterdam Avenue and I dig a hole, technically that is no Sheikhus to me. It's not my property, it's not my area. So how do you say that that actually relates to the owner and now makes him chayiv? So Rabbi Yishmael said, no, the Torah, kein chiddush haTorah, that the Torah was machnis it in to be your hischayivus, your obligation. But that doesn't mean that it's now my property. It just means that now, that was the reason why the Torah viewed it, that now you're responsible for the actions that you did. But ultimately, the Gemara said what? It's when I dug. When I made a bore, Rashi's telling you something incredible on Mem Ches Amid Aleph, Nebuch, to those that can't see this Rashi inside, that Hefker also makes you Chayiv. Hefker also makes you Chayiv. And I want to know, not only today, I want to know for the future, Rabbi Yisai, if there are other Rishonim that disagree with Rashi. Rashi says that if you're Mafkiri, you're Chayiv. That's Kain, digging. You can dig with a shovel, and you can dig with words. How do you dig with words? First of all, you could dig into a guy and shtach him. But you could also dig with words, and you can dig by being mafkir, you're a shos. That's created a bor b'rishus harabim. Yeah.
Well, I think a taina that when their animal falls in, they're making chazaka, and therefore being mafkir on the land, and then the previous guy...
No. Yeah. I don't even understand how any of that works. An animal falls in, I'm being machna. What does that any of that mean? Right. What? Yes. Yes. The announcement of making it hefker now means... What? No, again. No. Rashi agrees to what the Gemara is saying, that since the Balachotzer never fixed it, that is now ki'ilu kariyeh. But now, but ultimately you have Ezra's question, but it's in my backyard. What do you want from me? So Rashi says, no, I created the boar by being mafkir.
No, but then you're putting it, you're saying you're b'chayv because you're putting it to the Rishus HaRabim.
Yes. By you making something Rishus HaRabim, that's a bor. You're right, I would never have said like this Rashi. But that's what Rashi says. You're right.
You're not putting the whole...
You're right.
You're not creating
the whole... You're right. And you have many Rishonim that back you up. You're right. But that's not what Rashi says. I'm just reading Rashi to you. Shabbat, you agree with me that Rashi says that?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I agree with you fundamentally. I agree. Yeah.
How could Rashi
Nathan,
say that?
Nathan, yeah. Right?
How could Rashi say that when the Bar of Gimel Aleph was explaining Rav and Shmuel's Teretz, and he says that Yidach Grinu Bela Rav and Shmuel Hayu Bor? So how could that go again? How could he disagree with Rav and Shmuel?
What's your problem? Why does that disagree with Rav and Shmuel?
Rav and Shmuel clearly say
if it's Hefker, if the Kalim are Hefker... Again, Rashi's not talking about Kalim, that's first of all. Rashi's talking about a real boar. But now you're asking from that, from our Rashi, that if it's Hefker, the Gemara says, Bein l'Rav, Bein l'Shmuel, a Kli that falls down has is a din of a boar. So what? Why is that a challenge? No, it's talking about Kalim. That's talking about Kalim. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly where what we're going to next week. This upcoming week, that's what we're going to learn. But I don't see from there a challenge. But stay tuned, because Shitas Rashi on that whole Gansa Gemara is mind-boggling. But that's part of the boar that we're going to be swimming in this week. Shitas Rashi, Shitas Taisus. Everybody say, it's unbelievable, the Ashkocha that we had, whatever, I don't even want to say. You fill in the blanks, the Ashkocha. Kadosh Baruch Hu's learning with us, like the Tana de Belio says. Incredible, he's Yeshiv V'Sheini Imachem. The afal gav zok Rashi dechsev ki yichre ish bor v'lo ki yichre shor bor honey mili b'bor b'rishus harabim delav aleidi de rami lim luye. Says Rashi, and don't ask me from shor bor that a shor is never responsible for a bor, because over here I should have responded and I should have filled it up, and since I didn't, therefore it's as if I dug it all. I, Ezra, asked, you dug it in your backyard? Yeah, but over here I made a bor through the maisa hefker. Zok toisis. Afal gav da omer mar ish bor velo shor bor. So the Gemara is asking, that would be a reason to say the balachotzer should be potter because we're only chayef for my actions of digging, but not for a shore's acting of digging. So that's what the Gemara answers, since I never filled it up. That's my hischayefus. In Toimer, Kolshkin, the Eloi Matinu shore, Shayeroi lifter balachotzer, the Havale Mimirme, Chiyuva abalashor. So the Gemara says, one second, in Toimer, Kolshkin. The loymatin and shor shaya roy lift or balachotzer davale lemirme chiva balachor. This is more of a reason why the balachotzer should be potter, because the chiv should be slapped on back to the balachor as opposed to the balachotzer. Says Tosfos Yerushalmi the Achkamer. Afa gav the Amar Mar ish bor v'lo shor bor vayol roy lifter kol adam b'bor shekara shor klomer mitoychach hayilano lifter balachotzer davale lemidrash b'posuk zeh. Shelo yischayev shuv adam bebor shekara shor ze in svara lidrosh kach alakevin da ale lemluye keman de kari yedame. Says Tosis, no. The way the Gemara said, really, you would have had a havamina to pater everyone. There's a din called any time a shor builds a bor, bein labala shor, bein labala chotzer, you'd be pater because of that reality that a shor that builds a bor we're not chayev for. So on that, the Gemara needs to say, so why is the Balachotzer specifically Chayev over here? Because the Balachotzer didn't fill up the holes, and the Balachotzer should have filled up the holes. That's the way you read the Gemara. But this is the line in Tosis that I want you guys to see. V'nir. Ta'afilu im chofro odom debar chiyuvu. Chayev Balachotzer benizke bor. Va'alei didei limluye va'achoyfer mishalem v'nizkei achotzer v'tzorech iyin. Tosfos has a suffix at the end of the day from the maskona of our Gemara. Once the Gemara introduces this new principle of since the balachotzer does not fill up the holds, therefore the balachotzer takes responsibility. Right? And Tosfos says, don't be mechayev the balashor because the balashor is not chayev for the actions of the shore. In terms of bor. So says the Tosfos, what happens if you do have a bar chiyuvo that digs a hole in my backyard? What happens if you do have a person that could be chayev for a bor, but he doesn't do it in Rosh Sarabim, he does it in my backyard? Tosfos has a tzad, and he's mesupak, he's scared, he's nervous. But Tosfos has a tzad to say, since I didn't fill up the holes, that's my bor, the balachotzer. Even though a bar chiyuva built and dug that pit.
That's true. How the Gemara say this?
Good ha'ara. It's a good taina. Let the Gemara have a better chiddush, a bigger chiddush this case. But Tosfos says maybe this. I mean, one could say in the answer to you, Yosef. I could answer you. Tosfos could say, "What do you mean?" The Gemara wanted to say, even in a situation where you have a gzeiras hakasuv of ish bor v'lo shor bor, afal picha in the balachotzer is chayev since he didn't fill up the holes. That's a bigger chiddush. Because here you have ish bor v'lo shor bor. So maybe you would have thought that he's pater and gantz in the balachotzer. Kamash melon the chiddush of the Gemara is no. Kol dikari v'lo malye, kiyu kari dami. Since he didn't fill up the holes, he's pater. So maybe this is a bigger chiddush, not megala. Or maybe Yosef's right. Maybe the fact that that's the only case in the Gemara. Maybe another person who does it. Tosfos is not sure. But Rabbi say it makes the Gemara earth-shattering. That perhaps one could suggest that someone could come to my backyard and build a hole. And now, once you dug a bore, that would make you chayev. By the way, Tosfos, interestingly enough, does not say anything like Rashi about Hefker. Which you should all keep. You're not going to get the full picture now, but Tosfos Shita on Chav Ches Amid Beis disagrees with Rashi and holds that there is no chiv of bor when it comes to hefker, and Rashi is out on his own, and Tosfos disagrees with that Rashi, that like Shaffel said before, you can't be chayv just from a maisa hefker, and the chiv over here is obviously it was a case where it was on the border. Ezra, that's the other answer to your question. Person builds on the border of Rosh Sarabim, even though it's on Rosh Sayachid. So that's something that you'd be chayev, even if it's in Rosh Sayachid. But anyone who doesn't fully understand that, we have to learn a lot of the background for that, and a lot of the background, which is going to be this week, about the nature of the chiyuvim of bor, when it's chayev, when it's pot. So that's in terms of this Gemara. But Rabbi Isai, I want to remind you of something that we saw this week based on the next Gemara. Keep this Gemara in a picture in your mind, right? Take a, right, what do they call it? Snapchat?
Screenshot.
Snapchat, screenshot of this Gemara. And then let's chat a little more into the next line of the Gemara. Va'amar Rav, Zok Tehelegir Rav. Hichnis shoro lechotzer balabayis shaloi bershus. Person was machdis his shore into the chotzer the balabayis without permission. V'hizik is balabayis o balabayis huzak bo. And he was mazik the balabayis or the balabayis was huzak bo. What does that mean, the balabayis was huzak bo? Balabayis was tripped on it. The balabayis got huzak from the fact that there was his anna. It didn't gore the balabayis. It didn't have kavanos lahazik to be mazik him, but he lamaisa caused damage by being there, and the balabais was huzak. So what's the halacha? Rashi says huzak bo shenit galbo. He tripped over it. What's the halacha? The halacha is that he's chayav. Ravatz potter. What does it mean, ravatz? Rashi jumped. Kasal kadei dechashto ravatz v'shiber kelim onit galbo balabais lachash ravatz. But if the animal jumped, and then what? And then either he broke Kalim inside the base, inside the Balachotzer's backyard, or he jumped and then the Balabais tripped on him, then he's putter. Why is that? That makes no sense. So the Gemara says that's wrong. That's not, you're not reading it correctly. Mishum de Ravat's putter? What? There's a new halacha that if you jump, so then you're putter? How does it make anything? If the shore jumped, The Rava made a statement. If Ravatz, then it's Potter. So we don't understand what that means. Right. What do you mean it jumped and it's Potter? Why? If it jumped and it was Mazik, it should be Chayv. It should be no difference. Amar Rav Papa, no, Rav Papa says you misunderstood. My Ravatz, Ravatz doesn't mean jump over here. Rather, Shehirbitz Glolim, Vinitan Fu Caleb Shelabala Bias. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? There was a collection of what? There was what? There was some excrement that come out of this animal. V'nitanfu kelev, and the kelev became dirty. Dahavye, what? So says the Gemara, what happens over here? The animal's not being mazik with his body. The animal's being mazik what? Because he created what? A boar. Dahavye glolim boar. And the halacha is, everybody say, get used to this law, that the halacha is, a boar is potter on kelim. It's a gzeiras hakasa. What's a gzeiras hakasa, everybody say? Shor v'loy adam, chamor v'loy kelim. A boar is potter on the hezek of kelim. Know that. Internalize that. That's halacha. We're not going to debate that. Shor v'loy adam, chamor v'loy kelim. Okay? So says the Gemara, that's why it's potter. Because the kelim of the barabayis were huzak by a boar. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara that Nathan just brought, honey chalishmuel domer tol kol takala baru. That makes sense according to Shmuel that holds what? Any takala, even if I leave kelim outside in the Rosh Hashanah, and that's also a boar. El Rav da Omer, according to Rav da Omer, ad da afkir ma'ikal meima, Rav says no. Your kli that someone slips on in the Rishus HaRabim only becomes a boar if what? If I'm actually what? Make those kalim hefker, make those kalim ownerless, then it resembles a boar, just like a boar is ownerless in Rishus HaRabim, or in Rishus HaYochid that I was mafker, all the cases of boars, situation where they're ownerless. According to Rav, you have to make it ownerless in order to be chayav with boar. So what are you going to say about the glolim? Says the Gemara, very simple. Michael Mimer, Amri Stam Golem, Afkuri Mafkir Lu. Golem, what? People are Mafkir. And if Golem people are Mafkir, then what? Then what? Then it's Bor. Then it's Bor. And then it's even according to Rav. So we answer the Gemara of my Ravat's Potter. Why you Potter on Kalim? Because both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, this blibes a Bor. Because it was Hefkir. Because Stam Golem, Afkuri Mafkir Lu. Rabbi Isai, now I want you to start thinking and using your noodle. I want you to start thinking about this Gemara in light of the last Gemara. Frekt Rashi. Let's see Rashi before I take your question. V'nintru kelim. And the kelim got dirty. La'achar mikam. V'dafka kelim. Aval hu atzmu huzak chayim. If a person becomes huzak in a boar, what's the din, Rabbi Isai? He's chayim. Aye, the pasuk says, shor v'loy adam chamor v'loy kelim. So just like there's a miyat on chamor v'loy kelim, Rabbi says, isn't there a miyat on shor v'loy adam? Oh, excellent. The Gzeres HaKosev is talking about Misa, which is the sugya we're about to start, we're about to continue tomorrow. Misas Adam is Potter. But Hezek Adam is Chayev. V'davka Kelev, aval hu atzmu huzak Chayev, bala shor, v'lo patrina le, why? Rabbi said, why is he not Potter? Why don't you say, what Rabbi say? Why don't you say that I shouldn't be Chayev al Tzbor, even if a man gets huzak? Because what? Because this shore, this boar was created by what? By a shore. And what do I have exeris hakosavar? Ish boar below shore boar. So I should be putter, asked Rashi, in this situation of glolim.
Didn't Rashi say it's only with Rishus HaRabim?
What? When you're mafkir it.
I mean, ish boar below
shore boar. No, Rashi said it in a case where you're mafkir it. Ish boar below shore boar is a pure always over here. But so the Gemara answers that Ishbor v'lo Shorbor is not going to help you because since it's in the Bala Chatz's Rishus, so it's Kaman Dekari Yedomi. So now the Bala Chatz is being Chayev because he wasn't Misalik the Hezek. He didn't remove the holes, right?
It seems like he's saying explicitly that Rishus HaRabim and the Bala Chatz is going to be a Bor.
Where are you? Where are you?
Rashi, the Bala Chatz is Chayev is going to be a Bor.
Im Hifka Rishusa, you're saying?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, okay.
So Rashi specifically says, Yehoshua Shorbor, Hani Gilim Shorbor Rishusa Rabin. So he seems like specifically Rishusa Rabin.
Yeah, but that's when it's an actual boar. Meaning a boar of a Rabin Shmuel that talk about Kalim that are going to be Mazik, that doesn't have to be in Rishusa Rabin. It just has to be Hefker Kalim. According to Rav.
Right. Like
yeah, that's a physical boar. That's classic boar. There's two types of boar over here. Everyone agrees that over here, right? If I have, according to Rav and Shmuel, right? You have Kalim that are now going to be Mishadish Al Yidei Boar. I don't think that it has to be in Rishus HaRabim. If I put it in the Bala Chatz's Rishus and I'm responsible for it, so then according to Rav and Shmuel, if I was Mafkir, so then that would now be a boar. Rashi there is talking about a hole in the ground.
He's just saying boar. He's not saying specifically that one. He's just saying boar in general.
You're right. This is a chiddush of items that represent a boar over here, that could even exist in the Bala Chatz. What?
It's still within the category of boar. Rashi's not saying. He's just saying in general. He's not trying to limit it. You're limiting it. I don't see them in Rashi.
Let's continue reading Rashi. Read the end of this Rashi. Then into Kalev, let's go back to Rashi. La'achem yavidavka Kalev, aval hu atzmo huzak chayev, bala shor, lo patrino le mishum ishbor velo shorbor, techol midi dahave didei, b'shas nefila, any item that is yours at the time of nefila, kagon glolim, ukagon shenafla gmalo, or let's say the camel collapsed himself, velo hemida, and I didn't stand it up, and I didn't remove it. Mechayven le mishum bor. You're obligated for bor. Va'afal gav di iu lo karye. Aye, but what do you mean? This is a problem of ish bor velo shor bor. I didn't create this. Ela gamol kareyu. But the camel created this. He had the excrements. He created the bor himself. Kevan dibishas nefila di dehu. Since at the time this item, which is ultimately going to be the bor, again, not a classic bor of Osai. A boar that Rav and Shmuel are machadish to us that is under the broader category of boar, but not a classic hole in the ground, and it was his at that time. Va'alei lisluke, and it's on him to remove it. Kimo dekarye ihudami, So now it's as if he dug this hole, even though it's not a hole, even though it's an item, or it's glolim, or it's a camel himself that's causing a hezek in the rishus of the chotzer anizak. That's as if I dug that hole. The afal gav de mifker lei baser shaita, and even though in a second we'll say what, that glolim are ownerless because no owner wants to hold on to glolim, and he's going to be mafkir the excrement that he doesn't want it, right? Baser shaita velo dami l'shoro shechafer bor birshus harabim techafira lav didehi. Now gav de mafkir lo baser shaita velo dami l'shoro shechafer birshus harabim. So says Rashi, there's a new type of boar that I was saying to Ezra. It's a new type of boar that both that the Gemara is being mechadish to us, that is not limited to specifically in Rishus HaRabim, but that is something that hits the floor, that is now going to be a source of nezek in an inanimate object not moving, right? It's just sitting there. So the fact that it's the stationary and it causes a nezek to other people, Rabbi Sai, what does that resemble? Resembles a boar. A something that's oimed and not hoilech lahazik. So that will be something that will be a boar. My animal did it. Yeah, but you owned it and you should have removed it. And since you didn't remove it, that's your nezek and you take responsibility of it. Whereas other cases, where he digs a hole, that's not my ownership, and I never owned it to begin with. So according to Shmuel at least, and according to Rav also, at the point that the hezek was created, it was mine. And then you get into a further detail machlekes, according to Rav, you need to be that ultimately it's going to be hefker to be patterned after a classic boar that will be ownerless. But these cases of glolim is a situation that since I owned it, at the time that it hit the floor and became a boar, that is a situation why I will be chayiv. Whereas Rashi says, in a situation where a shor dug a boar in Rishus HaRabim, since it's chafira lav didei, since that it's not mine, the object was never owned by me, and my shor just started to do an action, that is not one of the chiyuvim of boar. So Rabbi Yisai. But we need to ask the following question. Over here, the Gemara is saying, since I didn't clear the glolim away, who's chayiv? The Baal HaChatzer or the Baal HaShor? The Baal HaShor. In the last Gemara, where the shore goes into the chotzer of the balabais, who's chayiv? Based on the svara of kol delo silke keman dekar yedame, the balachotzer. How do these gemaras shtim? Why in one place is the balashor chayiv, and in one place the balachotzer is chayiv? So Rabbi, I now want you to use your memories. There was a ravid that I quoted to you. In Shita Mekubetzes, that on our daf, that asks this very question. How do you have this contradiction in Gemaras? In one situation, you're telling me that because he didn't remove it, therefore the Baal HaChatzer is chayiv. And the other situation is because he didn't remove it, therefore what? The Baal HaShor is chayiv. So what did the Ravid answer this question, Rabbi Yisai?
Yeah, Avi, remember?
First one, you got money for the...
Oh. The first one, the Ravid says you have to add a new kimta to the Gemara, which by the way changes everything in terms of understanding why who's chayiv, the Baal HaShor or the Baal HaChatzer. The first one, he got paid already, and that's the answer to your question, Moshe, in terms of the timing. He got paid already, says the Ravid, from the Baal HaShor, and therefore, automatically with the payment, the Baal HaChatzer now becomes responsible to remove all hezekim from his property. What did he get paid for? He got paid for what? He got paid for what the Gemara says, that the Baal HaShor has to pay for the Nizkei Chatzer. He has to pay for his damages. Rabbi Yisai, what was fascinating that the Minchas Chinuch pointed out based on this rival? This Raavad should not be looked and viewed upon in a box. But this is connected to another Raavad, Rabbi Yisai. What other Raavad? Mechas Chinuch said this is the Raavad L'shitaso. With the Rambam, exactly. That the Raavad says that if a person originally, before a person gets Tashlumin, and a person is mazik my field, who has to fill the field? What? The guy who was mazik. So the Raavad over here is Lashitas, because the status quo before he pays for the damages of the field is what? Is that the damages of the field, the pits in the field, really are the obligation before payment of the damage. And it's only Tashlumin that could shift the responsibility from the Baal HaShor to the Baal HaChatzer. So what the Minchas Chinuch takes this Raavad that just seems to be just answering a flow of the Gemara, a stira in two cases in the Gemara, Minchas Chinuch opens up this Raavad and says, no, this Raavad is connected to the Raavad on Sefer Yad HaChazaka, where he explains that is fundamentally something important about damages when it comes to damaging fields, that the obligation of the damager is to actually restore the field. Remember, Rabbi Yisrael, we spoke about this issue of whether or not Tashlumi Nezek is restoration, or is just just retribution, or just paying money. The Chiyuv originally is to restore the field. If the Chiyuv originally is to restore the field, that's not going to be a Chiyuv of the Baal HaChatzer to be Chayiv on Bor. It's only once you paid and you got yourself off the hook and you absolved yourself from any responsibility. Ah, says the Raavad, now everything shifts. So the Raavad, says the Minchas Chinuch and Shita Mekubetzes, is really actually emanating from the Raavad's opinion by Nezek of Karka in his Chiddush in the Sefer of Yad HaChazaka. Yeah, Ezra.
Was it last year? I think it was the time I have here that specifically have to do with the
Dibur?
Is that
Hefker? Yeah. We spoke about it in Sukkah?
I don't remember if it's Sukkah or
Kedushin. It could be. Probably Kedushin, yeah.
But
Rashi
doesn't say anything about doing with
Dibur. Whatever Hefker is, you would need the quality. Mm-hmm. You might also need three people. You know, that's also Machlekes. And had a Paskin if Hefker's Chal without three people in front of you. You might need three people also. Whatever the qualifications are, Rashi doesn't feel the need to just explain to you Hefker now. Yeah, Jacob.
Does it not matter that in the first case, the Baal HaChatzer is Mefager, the entire land, and in the second case...
Mefager? What do you mean?
Mefager.
Hefker.
It's Hefker.
Oh, Mafker, yeah.
Mafker. Does it not matter that he's Mafker the entire land?
According to Rashi, that he's Mafker the entire land, yeah.
Versus the second case where he's just Mafker that one little area where there's that gross thing.
Well, he's not being Mafker at... The Gemara is just saying that the Baal HaShor is being mafkir that, not the Baal HaChatzer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where do we find that the word ravitz ever means jump?
Ravitz kariyai.
Where?
In Gemara.
Every time I've seen it, always means crouching.
It means trampling also, but I think ravitz also can mean jump. Yeah.
What is the one that cult and color
lacking? Any. Nah, I'm trying to find the word, not trap. Any obstacle. Thank you. Any obstacle.
Right.
Like lifnei iver lo sitein michshol also means to put a takola in front of a friend. Any stumbling block or any obstacle. So everybody say, that's the Raavad's answer to this question. Rabbi Yisai, according to Rashi, I think Rashi answered this question, Rabbi Yisai.
Yeah.
Again, what was our question, Rabbi Yisai? The Raavad asked, why in the case of what? Why in the case of the shor digging the hole in the Baal HaChatzer's property, is it automatically the Baal HaChatzer's obligation? Whereas in the case of the Glolim, it's the Baal HaShor's obligation, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi said, how does Rashi answer this question, Rabbi said? I don't think it's be mafkir. No, it's before it be mafkir, Rabbi said. What's the difference between these two cases? What?
Is it? Because
Whose is it?
Over there.
By the Glolim, this is my kli. This is my item. This is something that I own. It's like me putting up a trap in someone else's property that now we're going to discuss whether or not that's bor, or according to Rav, it's only bor if it's if I was mafkir it subsequently. But ultimately, at the Shas Nefila, says Rashi, you owned it. Whereas what? Whereas a hole that was dug by a shore inside someone else's property, could anyone ever say that that's my bor? I don't own it. I don't own the land in it. I never. I might be responsible to pay for damages on your property that my item did, but to slap on a chiv of bor for future subsequent nezikim, I think Rashi would hold there was never a chiv nezik al bor that was ever able to be slapped on to the what? To the Baal HaShor. It's only in the second stage of the Gemara that originally the Glolim were mine. Originally the Gamel was mine. And then it became Hefker. Now that's something that I can become Chayev Altsbor because that's my item that's now existing as a Hezek in someone else's property. So I think Rashi answered the Ravid's question by just setting up the differences between the cases of whether or not I owned that Bor in the first place or I didn't own that Bor in the first place. Whereas the Ravid had a totally different situation, totally different chiyuv, and the Ravid said, no, the Ravid was just understanding why the Baal HaChatzer is chayiv. The Ravid was saying, why is the Baal HaChatzer chayiv in one place and the Baal HaChatzer is not chayiv in the other place? But Rashi is very important and explained to me why the Baal HaShor is chayiv. I think Ravid could agree with Rashi. I don't think there's a machlekes between Ravid and the Rashi. Again, Rabbi say Rashi is explaining to me why in one place am I chayiv al tzibor and someone else's rishus, and in the other place I'm not chayiv al tzibor and someone else's rishus. What's the difference? Did I own it or did I not own it? At the time when it fell onto the ground, when it existed as a bor, was I the one responsible for that item? Whereas the Ravid's dealing with a different question, the reverse question. Why in one case is the Baal HaChatzer chayiv and in one case the Baal HaChatzer is not chayiv? Okay? It's a very important Ravid and very important Rashi, Rabbi Yisai, and we're going to learn much more this week about the very nature of this new type of bor that Ezra pointed out doesn't really follow the regular rules and regulations of bor, and therefore, according to Rav and Shmuel, sometimes might not even be bor according to Rav because it's not hefker, but it is acting as a different type of bor. It's not a classic hole in the ground. And we have to learn the details of that machlekes Rav and Shmuel and Mirtz Hashem. This week we will spend a lot of time on this very debate between Rav and Shmuel about kalim, glolim, and all these things that are in the rishus in another rishus causing hezek. Yeah.
Why did they want to do it in the second case? Why did they get such a limited case? Like, why did they say the Baal HaChatzer was the first one? Why did they say that anyone?
Why specifically the Baal HaChatzer? First of all, that's probably the most common case. The Baal HaChatzer is going to be in his own property. Why would anyone else be in the property?
For the same reason someone else was visited by the bor in the first place. Someone else walked into his chatzer and they fell in the bor.
So now that really gets into the next Gemara. Is it so pashut that if another person who has no rishus there, that I'm responsible for that other person that doesn't have rishus?
I'm expecting me
there. The most simple case would be that a person who was allowed to be there should now you should be chayav for, but if a person that wasn't allowed to be there, so then I'm not chayav for. Vayter Rabbi Yisai. So again, we're coming out with a few important nekudas. Number one, Rashi Shita, that you could be chayav for a bor just with being mafkir. Remember that Rashi. Another issue of debate, the difference between the Gemara is when the Baal HaChatzer is chayiv, when the Baal HaChatzer is pater, and why is the Baal HaShor chayiv over here? Because he owned it at the time that the bor was created. And then there's a further detail of do you need to be mafkir the glolim or the mafkir the kalim that are going to act as a bor in order to be chayiv alt bor in the kli fashion? Do you have to be mafkir as well? Fine. Va'amarav. So listen to this. A lot of important Gemaras here. Va'amarav. Nichnas l'chatzer balabayis shelo birshus. Person was nichnas into the chatzer of balabayis without permission. V'hizik is balabayis, and he was mazik the balabayis, or balabayis huzik bo, or the balabayis got damaged from it without you doing an action. He tripped on it. Chayim. Hiziko balabayis potter. What happens if the balabayis takes action into his own hands, and he now actively, when you're now in my property, Rabbi Yisai, he now acts and he's mazik me. Fascinating question.
You or your animal?
Either one. Yeah. Let's say Shiner's in my property and he won't leave.
And he shoots him.
And I punch him. I say, get out. Or as I'm trying to make him leave, you know, I'm mazik him. Because I start pushing him. Is that mutter? Is that us? So the Gemara says what? Hiziko balabayis potter. The balabayis is mazikim. He's potter. He's exempt. But listen. Everyone pay attention. But this is going to be nafkaminas la'alacha about the case that I just said with Shiner. What's the din? Guy wants to know. Can you kick a guy out of your property with physical force? If he's not going to leave. What's the halacha? Amar Rav Papa. I don't want to know opinions. I want to know dinim. Amar Rav Papa.
Is that
bull? What?
Is that a
mazik bull? No. New halacha. No. Yeah, no more. Amar Rav Papa. Loy amron ela deloy have a yodebe. Aval have a yodebe. Hiziko balabai is chayif. My taima. Mishum de amar le nehi de islach reshus lafuke. Lazuke leslach reshus. What does that mean?
You have permission to kick him out, not to damage him.
Well, let's go back. What's the first line? What do I say? All I said to you was what?
If you know him, you're chayiv. If you know.
All I said to you was what? That you're chayiv if what?
If you know him.
If you know.
Person.
If you don't know what, the lo yadabe.
You don't know the person.
You don't know the person? Means if I don't know the person, then I'm putter? Depends how tight you are. Is your posse? Is that the vart? That's where Papa's chiddush? To me, that makes absolutely no sense. Okay, self-defense. Self-defense is probably a different sugya. Somebody's coming to kill you. You have the right to protect yourself.
Or maybe you know that
he's... So what does that mean, Rabbi? He says it's a very important qualification. What does yadabe v'lo yadabe mean?
So
let's see Rashi. Whenever we don't know, we should learn Rashi. V'hizik kari be'bein miskavin bein she'en miskavin umiyu bi'adayim hizik. So Rashi tells me the case was where I'm being mazik bi'adayim. I'm actively being mazik. There's active force over here. And it includes what? Active force bechavana or lo chavana. And huzik shazel ya'omad bimkomo balabais v'nitkova. So what's yadabe and lo yadabe? So apparently, according to Rashi, yadabe and lo yadabe, I would have said yadabe and lo yadabe would have meant what? Kavana versus lo kavana, right? That's not what Rashi says. Because Rashi was saying that what? Any type of hiziko is kavana or ena mechavi. We're not differentiating between kavana or lack of kavana. So then what does yadabe versus lo yadabe mean? Whether or not I knew he was there. Meaning, according to Rashi, if I knew he was there, so then it sounds like everything, that's when Hiziku is chayev. Yadabe, Hiziku is chayev. If I know he's there, Hiziku is chayev. Lo Yadabe, the balabayis, but if he wasn't fully aware that he was there, even if he did an action with kavana, so then, he's potter.
You got an example?
He's shooting a gun in the dark.
So what is an example? So let's see. Well, let's see if there are any other options of how to read the Gemara. Let's see the Rambam over here. Everybody say before we explain to what Rashi means and what the implications are. Where's the Rambam over here? Perek Zayin Alach Lavav and Perek Aleph Alach Zayin. One second. Listen to Rambam. Hizik Balabais is ashore. The Balabais was mazik the shore. Im hizik shalola das potter. Shai omer lo lama echnasta shalo brishus. Shalo yadati ad sheshagati b'cha. Ad sheshagagti b'cha. What does the Rambam understand lo yada mean? Ad sheshagagti b'cha. I was mazik you b'shogig. V'miziko ladas means what? B'mezid. Chayiv nezek shalim. Neshiyosh lo rishus lo tzio mir shuso. Aval aziko ein lo rishus. Aval aziko ein lo rishus. So the Rambam clearly takes the opinion that the two issues in our Gemara of whether or not Hiziko is potter when it's lo yada means he did it by accident. But any time, even if he's aware of the guy, if he's not aware of the guy, anytime he does anything bemazed, that would be something that's potter. Let's see the Lach Mishnah here, 1 second. Mashma da'ai shalol adas ha've perusha shalob ha'chavonim ibn eshu kosav. Rabbeinu Mefarsh Maida Amar Begemar Lo Amrin Ela Delo Aviyada Beretolim Dehizik Shelo Bechavano Bekare Lo Yada Leshelo Bechavano Viyada Lahazik Bechavano Kamur Sham Imkain Din Ze Asher Hu Din Amar Begemar Apirishkain Shesof Lashona Ein Amar Kain. That what? Im Yada Shenichon Sham Afal Pi Sheshagag Bo Vehizik Shelo Bechavano Chayev Kedivrei Rashi Zal Vein Ze Pirish Divrei Rabbeinu. So Rashi holds, like we said before, Lech Mishnah points out that what? Not like the Rambam, that if a person is Bishogig, okay? Is Bishogig, according to Rashi. But I was aware of a guy being in my Rishus, what would be the din according to Rashi, Rabbi Yisai? You're Chayev, because it matters whether you knew the guy was there or not. What happens according to the Rambam? If I was aware of a guy being in my Rishus, and I did something b'shoigeg, am I chayev or potter? According to the Rambam, you're potter. That all is dependent, Rabbi Yisai, now, on how you define yodabe versus lo yodabe. According to the Rambam, it doesn't matter what your preliminary information was, if you were aware of someone else being your property or not, it all depends on whether or not you did something, how we have to size up your action. Was it bechavana or by accident? That's what yadabe and lo yadabe. If it's hizik bechavana, you're chayev. If it's hizik shelo bechavana, you're potter. Whereas according to Rashi, if what? Even if it's hizik bechavana, Rabbi Yisai, which is not really, like you pointed out, is not really a classic case. What are you going to... You're shooting a gun in the dark. Why would you do that? But even if it's hizik bechavana, I know what I'm doing. I'm aware. But I didn't know anyone else was in my property. Technically, that could be potter. But more importantly, what's more common is what? If I knew someone was in my property and I did something b'shoigeg, according to Rashi, that'd be chayef. Because he's defining yadabe versus lo yadabe as what? As did you have the information that a person was in your property or not? And then, if you had that information, no matter what you do, whether it was b'shoigeg or b'mezid, you're always chayev with a ma'ase hezek. Yeah.
Doesn't that, I mean, again, depending on how they define knowledge that is there, doesn't that kind of contradict what we said before?
That what?
If the shore goes into the ball chaser.
Totally different mazik over here. Here, the man is the mazik. Good. Excellent question. By the way, what Moshe pointed out is a very important Klal, everybody say, we're now entering into a totally different hezek, which is Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik, everybody say, what's the klal when it comes to Adam HaMazik, even though we never learned this? Adam HaMazik is Adam Mu'ud La'ila. You have very few pturim when it comes to Adam Mu'ud La'ila. The only type of ptur, everybody say, that's why our Gemara is so relevant. According to the Rambam, Adamud La'olam, if it's in my property, what? And it was what? It was b'shoygeg. This is a chiddush. The Rambam's going to tell me, no, there is a situation where Adam's not La'olam in a case where it was b'shoygeg. Rashi's going to say, no! The only time we're going to limit Adamud La'olam is only if what? Is only if you didn't know the guy was there. Then you're allowed to walk normally into my property. Okay, we didn't explain why the Rambam and Rashi are having this machlokes, but first we're just trying to get down on the books what the machlokes is in order to take it to the next step. Yeah, Ezra.
If you know, according to Rashi, what's the point of having Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah in regards to having this? Because if you know your guys in your property, it doesn't matter what you're doing. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. There's no.
If you know a guy's in your property, according to Rashi, so then.
I mean,
but it's a chiddush if you don't know.
If you're doing something,
first of all, it's a chiddush of Rosh Hashanah is in a case all the gemaras that we've done up until now where the Baal HaBayis is not being active. He's not taking violence into his own hands.
Well, but here, according to Rashi.
One second. So you have all those dinim, right? So that's Rosh Hashanah. You came into my Rosh Hashanah without permission, and now the Baal HaBayis was huzah. You're chayiv. So that's important, right? Now we have a bigger chiddush of the gemara. There are certain situations where the Baal HaBayis could actually take revenge, or could actually, I take that back, not revenge, because then that would be complicated, but you could actually do something active that you would usually say, Adamud La'olam, but since it's in my private property, it's going to be mutter if I wasn't aware that you were there. Yeah. Yes, 100%. 100%. This Gemara is limiting on some level that klal when it's in my private property, Adamud La'olam. And one needs to understand why that is. Because Adamud La'olam, like Avi's pointing out, should L'chorah Pulhai to Shegeg. And Adamud La'olam should also always apply even if I had some preconceived notions. That seems to be the klal of Adamud La'olam. So one needs to understand when Adamud La'olam does not apply. Rabbi said there's a major, I would probably say, and I'm not exaggerating right now, this is the most fundamental issue in Dinei Torah B'zman HaZeh that comes and extrapolates straight out of Bava Kamma. There's a major machloikis between the Ramban and Tosfos on this very issue. What is a situation where Adam Mu'ud La'olam does not apply. Okay? I'm going to say it to you, and it's going to something that's going to come up throughout the year, by saying. Adam Mu'ud La'olam. You got to swallow it. You got to accept responsibility. You're an Adam, and therefore you have to protect yourself. I don't care, says the Gemara, being miskavim, being lo miskavim. I don't care, whatever the situation is, Adamu La'olam, this trumps any other mazik, you're always chayiv. You gotta keep your hands to yourself. That's what Adamu La'olam means. Don't be mazik. Now here's my question. Adamu La'olam, okay? And we're not gonna go through the rayas, we're not gonna give this justice. I'm just tempted to introduce this topic to you, Rabbi Sai, which is one of the most important topics in the world of Nezikin, Rabbi said. In the world of Dinei Torah, I can't tell you the amount of shailas that come up from this very issue. Adamu La'olam. What is that halacha when it comes to... Why do I say Oynes Gomer, Rabbi said? Mar says, Adamu La'olam bein b'what, bein b'ein b'oynes, bein b'rotz. So Adamu La'olam trumps classic Oynes. What happens if you have a situation that it's just like, not even oinus, it's just like total oinus? This was like totally out of control, Rabbi Sai. And again, we're not getting the full perspective, but you guys will be ahead of everyone else when we do get the full perspective, because you already will hear the chakir already that I introduced, Rabbi Sai. And once again, nebuch to those that haven't heard. Adamu La'olam, what's the din by oinus gum? This is a machlokes between the Ramban. Where's the Ramban, Rabbi say? Anyone know? It's not found in Bava Kamma. Ramban is where? Amitzia. Pei Beis. Amit Beis, I believe. And Pisces. Where's Pisces? Where's Pisces, everybody say? Baba Kama. Chav Zion. Kimadumalu. Haven't seen it in a while. But everybody say, this is a machlekes in Pisces. So Rabbi Sai, perhaps one could say what? Perhaps one could say what? This situation, let's just think for a second. I want to think about this case. Rashi says what? Rashi says that Adiyada be what? I'm not making a difference between whether or not what? Whether or not I do it b'chavon or I do it b'shoigi, unlike the Rambam. But Rashi holds what? That if I knew the guy was in my rishos, so then what? So then I am chayiv even b'shoigi. Right? And according to the Rambam, no. The Rambam depends, it's not based on what you know about beforehand. It's not based on what you know about beforehand. But rather, what is it based on? It's based on whether or not you did a maisa b'chavona or you did a maisa b'shoik. So I think Avi's 100% right. No matter how you slice it, this din is problematic. So if you hold, like Tosis, that oinus gomer is potter, so is that helpful over here, Rabbi Sai? Maybe what? Maybe one could argue what? That if I had no idea, I had no idea that someone actually broke into my house. And I was what? I was doing things b'chavon, I was taking arrow practice, I knew what I was trying to do. I was aware about what I was trying to do. I wasn't making a mistake. I was b'chavon, Rabbi Sai. But why are you putter even if you did a maisa b'chavona according to Rashi, Rabbi Sai? Because it's what? What do you want from me? It's lo yodabe. It's lo yodabe. If it's lo yodabe, then what? Is that the pshat? Maybe that it's oinus gomer? I'm allowed to do what I want in my property. He shouldn't have been there. I had no idea that he was there. And therefore, it all depends on whether or not you can classify this as oinus gomer. I thought it was my private property, and the locks were up, and the property was secure, and therefore it's oinus gomer. But Rabbi Sai, according to the Rambam, that it's totally on shoygig and mezid. How are you going to understand that? Shoygig and mezid. That's not oinus gomer versus not oinus gomer. The Rambam is not sizing up the situation of whether or not it was, did I know about someone else in my property in a preconceived notion or not. The Rambam is saying, what type of maisa did you do? Did you do a maisa of what? A maisa of kavana? Or did you do a maisa b'shoigig? So how's the Rambam b'shoigig? That the Rambam says b'shoigig, your potter. How's the Rambam going to get around is the Rambam going to say that as long as I'm b'shoigig within my private property, that's going to be a different rule called Adam Ulaylam? Or perhaps the Rambam has a different definition of when an Adam Ulaylam is pater, Rabbi Sai. Because we're going to have to work on this Ramban eventually, Rabbi Sai. There are kama v'kama rayas that there are limitations to the din of Adam Ulaylam, and that's rayas to Tosfos that Oinus Gomer must be a Ptur, and even though Adam Ulaylam bein ba'oimus bein maratzen, that doesn't jump to Oinus Gomer like Tosfos says. But according to the Ramban, that doesn't agree, and when the Gemara said Adam Ulaylam, it's even by Oinus Gomer, he's chayiv. And it's not just classic Oinus, a lower level Oinus like Tosfos says. The Ramban says there are no different categories. Every oinus is chayiv. So how are you going to deal with all the different rayas? I'll give you one raya that the Yerushalmi talks about. Yerushalmi says, I'm sleeping outside, and there's a person's glasses that are next to me, and I roll over while I'm sleeping. Yerushalmi says, I'm putter. So now I understand, according to Tosfos, it's oinus gomer. But according to the Ramban, how are you going to explain that Yerushalmi? So there has to be some other explanation how the Ramban's going to get around all those issues, Rabosai, that perhaps that might help us, Legabe, this mysterious Rambam, when we do the Sugya of Adam Uvod Olam, which will probably be, now I'm tempted to maybe do that after Bor, which comes up on Gilam and Beis, which is the most fundamental shot. Rabosai, I apologize, I'm not calling on you, Ezra, just because I have 3 minutes. But there is an important Mishnah LeMelech. On this issue of the Machlokes, the Rambam and Rashi, in our Gemara. Let's see if I can find it very quickly. Sorry. Where is this? Sorry. Give me 1 second. Can't find it right now. But he thinks okay, Mirtz Hashem, I will get you this Mishnah Melech Rabbeisai next time. He says, give me 1 second. He says the following. Mishnah Melech says, if you hold like Shitas HaRambam, that the whole issue of yada velo yada is bechavana or shalei bechavana. So he says that it's talking about a situation where you didn't have the ability to get the guy out of your rishus, and therefore, and still you were mazik bechavana, and I'm potter. And I'm chayiv since I was mazik b'chavona. Because if I had, says the Mishnah Melech, if I had the ability to kick the guy, again, my case where I said, Shiner's in my property, and I use physical force to get him out of my property, right? And the Gemara has to tell me a chiddush that if I use physical force, I'm chayiv. So if it was a situation where what? Where I had another option to get him out of my rishus, and I used physical force, says the Mishnah Melech, that wouldn't be even a chiddush. Of course I'm chayiv in such a situation. Al Karchach, the Gemara is talking about where the Rambam says that I'm mazik bechavana. It's a situation where I couldn't have gotten him out even without physical force. I needed to use physical force, and that was the only way to get him out of my rishos. And Al Falpichin, according to the Rambam, since you used hezek bechavana, what? You are, according to the Pesach of the Gemara, you are chay. Because according to the Rambam, if I had another option, and I use physical force, that would even be a davar pashut, that I would be chayev, said the Mishnah LeMelech. And therefore, that was not the case of the Gemara. The Mishnah LeMelech assumes, according to the Rambam, that the case of the Gemara was where I had no other option. This guy is not going to leave my rishus unless I use physical force. And what's the psak according to the Rambam? If I do a pechavana, I kick him in the head, I punch him, what's the psak? The balabais is what? Chayev. So according to the Mishnah LeMelech, what? If a guy won't get off my property, and I need to use physical force to get him off my property, a guy is chayav. Whereas according to Rashi, Rabbi Yisai, he would be potter. Because that was not the conclusion. The Gemara was never differentiating between that or not, and the Gemara was taking a, saying a totally different din, and we don't have a Gemara that says, if a person won't leave my Rishus without me using vulgar physical force, that wasn't what the Gemara was saying. The Gemara never got into that issue. The Gemara is just talking about a different thing. Someone got huzak, and did I know about a person or did I not know about a person? But there's no Gemara on the book, says the Mishnah Melech according to Rashi, of a guy who's standing there and saying, Rabbi, I'm not leaving your house. I love the Shabbaton so much. I can't leave. According to Rashi, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. Gemara is talking about a guy, nothing to do with Kavanah or no Kavanah. It's talking about a guy. Did you know a guy was in your Rishus and you were mazik him? Does Adam Wula Olam apply in such a situation or not? So according to Rashi, it's an open question. That if a guy actually says he's not going to leave my Rishus, and I have no other way to get him off my premises, and I'm mazik him, would I be potter, would I be chayev? And guess what, Rabbi Yisai? Shulchan Aruch Paskins like that Rashi. And Shulchan Aruch says you'd be potter. If you won't leave your Rishus, we'll see him in Hashem next week. That Pesach Shulchan Aruch, which is very relevant.